Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on the time of you tuning in to Saturday AM Live, whether you're catching it live, catching it via the recording. Welcome to 2015. Welcome, all of you regular listeners, and welcome to those of you who've been on the line for quite some time already. We had an early bird jump on the line 45 minutes ago, so we have some dedicated people, and I'm not sure who that person was in Raleigh, North Carolina, but thank you. And I just want to say thanks to everybody who has, for what, 15, 16 years, I've been doing this call. It is a true joy for me to do it. It's a true joy for you to be on with me, and I consider this an extra blessing beyond what NECN compensates us, beyond what we've been literally blessed with in NECN, to have such an amazing family of people that tune in every week. Most of you don't even ever get on live, and I've talked to several people who call me or email saying, hey, what's up with the recording? My routine, I listen to it Saturday night or, you know, Monday morning or Tuesday afternoon. So anyways, just welcome everybody. Thank you for making my Saturday morning so much fun and so lively. Today I'm going to really, hopefully do my best in the way that my mind sometimes goes into the analytical mode, take a look at the new NECN. Here it is, January 3rd, 2015. For a lot of us, it's hard to believe that it's 2015, and it's the start of a fresh year. And for others, we're like, okay, I was so done with 2014. I am ready to move forward. And the timing of everything that's going on in NECN, and I know for several of us, we may think, well, our lives really don't revolve around NECN, but then for many of us, even though it's not hinging on what NECN and what the management team and what Mr. Watanabe as the owner of the company does and the decisions they make, however, it really does help us set our vision to a higher level when we have aligned ourselves with a company that is just so different and so unique than anything else that's out there, not only as a network marketing company, but just as a vision and as an entity of what we get to do as we go forward to enrich our lives, to operate the best we can with the philosophy of Kaizen, to make our lives simply better every single day. And maybe I'm a little off on this, or maybe I'm a little skewed or warped, but having taken in, there are, I counted them the other day, there are 46 new movies that are being released this month coming out of Hollywood. These are ones that are actually going to the theater. So these aren't the ones that are going straight to DVD, but 46. And in Hollywood wants our almighty dollar to come funneling through their system. And there's probably no way. I know Bo Tanis is an avid movie buff and likes to see as many movies as he can. Our good friends Reed and Yvonne Nelson are the same way. And not to get sidetracked on this, but the other day we took in the movie Unbroken, which is just one small aspect, just a few years' time, I should say the beginning, maybe 23, 22 years of Louis Zamperini, one of the many World War II vets that was a POW. And if you haven't read the book or haven't seen the movie, I can't encourage you enough. And although the movie only focuses in on the first part of his life, you catch at the very end in the credits what goes on. But there's so many amazing things that support and in line with exactly what NECN is today and where we're going. We've had 40 amazing years and where we're going in the future. A lot of it determines, is completely hinging on what we do with it. Because where NECN goes, if we're not aligned with it, then it doesn't make any difference whatsoever. And so I want to run through a few things and then open up the line here in a few minutes for some questions, some comments, and This call is going to morph. I've been giving it a lot of thought the last few days, having taken last Saturday off, to really analyze and kind of look at things where we're going. And with what Nikan is doing, I'm seriously considering, and not seriously considering, I think I've already made the decision, to morph Saturday AM Live into kind of a new format. Don't worry, it'll still be here exactly how it is. And with everything that's going on, change it up a little bit. I think this call has become known for some of the amazing guests that we've featured that have shared their story, their journey with Nikan, whether it be literally over-the-top dynamic experiences with the Nikan Wellness Solutions, and then so many as well sharing what the business has done for them, because that in itself, being able to take people out of a financial hardship or take where they were and just expand upon that even greater, that to a lot of people, some of us are afraid of the success of business and generating income, and we'll be quick to say, oh, no, I'm not afraid of it. I just can't figure out how to make it work. Well, there's fear trapped in that, and that's what the humans being more experienced helps bring out. But what I really want to focus is maybe tightening up some of those stories so that we can really get into the ongoing progress that so many of us are about to enjoy with the new format that Nikan has stated. And so, anyways, there's a lot of things that we're just going to develop as we go along, but I really want to focus, and if you have not taken the time, I cannot implore you, encourage you. I'm not going to demand, maybe challenge, but really, really take a few minutes, as I've done this week, and just whether it's a concentrated hour or a couple hour block of your time, or just, you know, here and there squeaking in, okay, I want to review that one. Take a look at what Nikan's put online in so many spots. And if you miss the emails, or if you're like me and sometimes your email gets skewed or you don't receive the email from Nikan, go into the information center. It's where everything is, and go right into the document library. This is in the email that Nikan sent out this week on Tuesday. Go into the document library to see the latest, and right there, front and center, most recently updated library documents. Again, this is in the information center, and scroll down to document library, and everything's right there. The new Nikan, the upcoming schedule for the NAGC, the global conference, the executive announcement, the customer newsletter. If you want to know what your customers are getting emailed, it's all right there. But in that new Nikan, you'll see exactly the documents, where we're going with all the different things, and the role of the mentor, the definition of the quality enrollment. And then three different short videos that Ben Woodward, most of us have seen these because we made a point to get them out there as fast as we could, the members of Team Kaizen. But being able to take the time a few minutes, and this is something that as I watch these again, I realize these are things that we can sit down with a brand new person and just share with them and say, hey, this is what our company's all about. This is the new Nikan. And if we start with this, and this is what I want to jump on into here. If we start with this and say to show people, this is the new Nikan. Well, what was the old Nikan? Well, we don't want to talk about the old Nikan. This is where we are going now, and show them, you know, that Nikan is committed to creating a more confident, consistent, and prosperous experience for consultants at all levels. You know, even if somebody diverts to as a customer, let them see this up front. Then have some real fun things and the fun opportunity of say, well, what is Nikan the best at? Well, that's what seems to be the attractive part for 99% of the people that discover Nikan is these solutions that nobody else has, that nobody else is even coming close to touching. And we're seeing this time and time and time again that people say, oh, yeah, I want to look at a water system, and I've heard about this, but I keep coming back to this. I talk to people all the time, 10, 15, 20 years ago they were introduced to Nikan, And all of a sudden they're going, wait a second, you guys have water systems? Or you guys have an air system? Or are you guys, you guys have a soft pillow with magnets built into it? What? All I remember from 20 years ago is this thing that we called the brick, you know, and all these different things. But the real focus, I think, that has jumped off the page at me, literally, is this. And I'm gonna some of you are going to freak out. Oh, where's he going with this? I'm going to take a little, not digression, but I'm going to take a little turn and read something that I read just on January 1st as I started the new year, started reading my Bible again for I don't know how many times I've read through it, and I have my own little system, and it's not something that I would even try and duplicate, but it's one of those personal goals that I set for myself years ago, and I think it was morphed off of something Zig Ziglar once said, that every day I try and read my Bible, and then I try and read, you know, from the newspaper or what's going on in the news and what's going on in the world, and that way I know what both sides are up to. And, you know, although that can be looked at as comical, the truth lies in the fact that when we seek out wisdom, when we seek out ways of ancient writings, whether it be from the Book of Proverbs or you're reading from the Quran or the Torah or whatever it is, there's so much wisdom out there that if we'll take it and utilize it and look at other people's experience and say, you know, that's the way I want to live my life, or, oh, don't want to do that, you know, let's learn from other people's mistakes. But as I read this the other day and I looked at what Ben Woodward put forth in those three short videos and then in his New Year address, I thought, oh my goodness, this is exactly what he just said. And this is right out of Ezekiel. And again, some of you are panicking right now and going, what on earth is Vance doing? He's preaching. Well, my background, I have an associate's degree in practical theology. I went to school and I studied to be a pastor. And for some of you, if you never knew that, well, now you know. And although I never wanted to be a pastor, I wanted to understand that these ancient writings, or the Bible, as the Word of God, is something that was written, most of it, 6,000 years ago, and some of it 2,000 years ago, to be able to understand, because this is the most widely read book in the world. It's always at the bestseller list, on the top of the bestseller list, and it just works when you apply it. And what this verse said was Ezekiel 12:22 is basically, I'm going to loosely paraphrase, that God was having this conversation with this prophet Ezekiel, and he said, hey, what is this proverb that I keep hearing, or what is this proverb that people are quoting, that the days keep passing by and every vision fails? What is this proverb? That's like a death sentence. And again, I'm loosely paraphrasing what it says. And he said, you know, we got to stop looking at this. Got to be stop being negative. I'm going to put an end to this, because where we need to be going forward is the fact that if you have a vision, if you have a God-given passion for goodness, for expanding your life and making it better, that's what we need to focus on. And as Ben Woodward, then he said it this way, that the darkness of every night gives way to the light. And it's not about being a hopeless optimist, hopelessly positive every single day. It's just simply saying, let's focus on what's good, and let's focus on what we can create and what we can do. Let's not focus on things of the past that, you know, you feel like you've talked to 500 people and every single one of them has said no. Well, let's not focus on that. Let's focus on the fact that maybe one person did say yes. Let's focus on the fact that these solutions do change people's lives. I mean, constantly, over and over and over. And you've all heard me quote Jim Rohn, one of the late, like Zig Ziglar, one of the late and amazing motivational speakers and educators of our time, who said, you know, there's only 8 morons in the world. They just move around a lot. And although that's comical, the truth of the matter is we can focus on what's good, what's wholesome, what's positive, and that's where Nikan, looking at and analyzing what is the things that are good and the people that have succeeded, and what determines the factors of someone who is successful in Nikan. And I was talking to, you know, Mom the other day about this. You know, my sponsors, Denny and Shaw Rogers, I was sitting, analyzing, and looking back at, let's look at 20 years, and, you know, Nikan's been in North America longer than 20 years. However, a lot of the people that I consider our closest friends and allies in Nikan, and I can go down to this, Dennis and Ruth Williams, Larry and Mary Lou Rairdon, Dave and Dottie Tate. I mean, just the list goes on and on and on. And I sat there and I kind of analyzed Chuck and, you know, Claudia Branham. And look at the demographics of when they were introduced to Nikan 20, 22, 25 years ago. Look at the age that they were in. And look at some of the common denominators that jump out about all these different people. They're exactly in the age category where Stacy and I are right now, in that mid-40s to mid-50s, maybe up into the 60s. And what is it that should be attractive to that age group is an opportunity to align ourselves with a company that has some amazing, absolutely amazing solutions, most of which we can put on autoship. And that's where it comes down to. If you look at the what Ben Woodward has put online for us, and it's always been there, but we've never had the opportunity to really say, hey, this is where what successful people in Nikan are a part of. Or as Jeff Van Blercombe said, not everybody who gets on autoship will become Royal Diamond, but every Royal Diamond out there is on autoship. So a little play on words, but what the deciding critical factors of people that are in Nikan that are succeeding are the ones that are introducing people, and they're saying, this is what we've done. And the promotions, as great as they were last year that we had with the autoship promotion of two for the win, well, it's now in the past. Now, maybe come January 5th, we're going to have something new. I don't know, and I, frankly, I don't really care so much because I don't know if I even want to use the word gimmick, but for some of us, we were able to utilize that. But I see that the majority of the people that want to enroll in autoship, they want to enroll because they understand the value of what it is they're taking advantage of, and whether it be the consumables or the, you know, like instrides and bracelets and wraps, the other things that we can put on autoship, a water bottle, that are not consumable per se, but taking advantage of this system, and so that when we utilize the consumables, we get that extra 10% discount. That's why I joined autoship in August of 1995. I mean, that we're coming up on 20 years that we've taken advantage every single month of an extra 10% discount below wholesale. And as our neighbor said to me the other day via text, she said, well, doesn't everybody want to take advantage of a better price break? And I said, well, that's kind of the way I look at it. And although they're not on auto ship, she's now addicted, I should say, hooked on the 10-4. And so she ordered a bunch right near the end of the year here just to get the free ones that I told her I'd pass on to her. But again, getting back to what determines our future, as Ben points out, it's the quality enrollment, those who get started quickly and take advantage of what Nikan has to offer. And I think we have to, as adults, remember that a 12-year-old, an average 12-year-old, can process and comprehend 10 new concepts or words a day. So when we sit down with somebody, introduce them to Nikan, we may not want to even be able to throw 10 new concepts or words at them. We may need to show them only 5. And for some, the world of network marketing is a scary factor because they've heard, or they might have had a, you know, long-lost cousin that had a bad experience with something. But they don't have any first-hand knowledge. So we might have to get over that. Or the fact that, well, all these companies are the same because they just have products that you can go buy at Costco or Walmart or wherever, you know, at Meijer's or, you know, every grocery store. That's not the case with Nikan at all. And so we may have to educate them on that. Whatever it is, I think the bottom line core is that we're going to have an opportunity to be able to throw at them, not throw, that's not a good word to use, but be able to introduce them by showing them some short video clips that we already have accessible to us, taking them to the Niken site and showing them whichever videos that we are our favorite. The Life in Balance, the two-minute version of that video, is excellent, absolutely excellent video. And these are all on Niken's site. But being able to introduce people and realizing that we need to expand it. If we're really passionate and want to have some fun with this, and some of us have understood, I think of people like Alan and Kathy Fujioka over in Hawaii, and I know Jeannie Zeden, who's on the call right now, and so many others have learned how to utilize 21st century technology, like something as simple as texting and popping people a text and communicating, utilizing that, because some people, we just got a brand new customer the other day, and she refused to talk to me on the phone, absolutely refused, and said, I don't like talking on the phone at all, period. I went, okay. But, of course, she's just texting just back and forth, because she's got six kids, and she can text and then put it down and then come back to it, and I understand that world because sometimes it takes her. But learning these little different things and saying, hey, how do we utilize this? Niken is going to show us a lot of those things, more online training. And by the way, if you are in the Williams organization, then you received this email. I think it came late last night. Yesterday afternoon, I'm sorry. But do want to remind you that Ben is speaking, Ben Woodward, and I can't implore you more strongly to jump on this call just here in a few minutes from now. I believe this is Dave Johnson's call. Yes. Here in just a few minutes. And if you're listening to this via recording, sorry, you missed it. But 8 a.m. Pacific time, Dave Johnson will have Ben Woodward sharing on his call. Phone number 567-314-0343. And don't worry if you don't have pen and paper. I'm going to go through that again. Area code 567-314-0343. And the code, the five-digit code, 83854-POUND. Again, 83854-POUND. I'll give that number near the end of the call as well, so don't panic if you didn't have a pen and paper out, and to really take advantage. And here, just another perspective. And then again, Monday evening at 6 p.m. on the monthly and New Year kickoff call, that phone number, 800-624-2161. And there's no pin on that one. Again, that's 800-624-2161. Monday night's call, you should always just make it a point to jump on the kickoff call. And if you can't get on it live, like I have so many times because of kid functions or we're at an open house, or, you know, I'm not going to put an earpiece in my phone and walk around a school and looking like a dork trying to listen to a conference call and listen to my kid's teacher share what they're, you know, studying about medieval times or whatever. I'm not going to do that. But I can always catch the recording. The recordings are usually posted fairly quickly. So they're always there, but if you can, at all possible, jump on them live because it's just easier. Let me wrap it up by saying this. I think the biggest thing that if we are really serious about wanting to share Niken with others, wanting to expand our sphere of influence and impacting other people's lives, wanting to build a business out of this, to generate income, to take advantage of the, oh my goodness, the multiple different tax savings that are out there. If we're working a regular W-2 income or regular job, however many hours a week it is, most of us are working from January 1st to the middle of May, and some have even estimated further into May, the first 6 months, and all that money is going for taxes. Well, that's money that we should not have to render unto Caesar. Let's get some of that back. And we can get so much of it back with the price of fuel coming down, and it's predicted and projected to stay down and stay lower as it is. I've heard reports around the country for as little as $1.50 a gallon now, $1.50 a gallon. Well, that will go down, and yet the reimbursement or what we can deduct and claim is still at 55 cents a mile. You know, so it's wonderful because so that's more money of ours that we get to keep. And these simple ways to take advantage of that. But the key is we've got to be in business. We have the have to have the intention of utilizing all these things. Let's make a decision to make a fresh start. Now is the time. Great success is always built one day at a time, and I'm quoting right out of Ben Woodward's video. We have to make that decision. It's totally up to us. We can't sit around and complain and whine and make excuses and this and that. Stacy and I spent probably an hour and a half yesterday standing in our laundry room having a very frank conversation, very passionate at times, and tear felt at different times about, okay, wait a second, where are we going? What can we do this year? And we put some pretty high, bodacious goals in front of ourselves, and we didn't take the time to write them down. We're going to do that today. Slip away, get away from the girls, and spend some time putting some things down. What can we do to expand our not only our Nikan business, but and one of the greatest things is I set and review and see what we have in front of us. And thank you, Barb Satterwhite, for pointing this out, because it hit me so hard. As Ben Woodward talks about saying goodbye to the President's Club and goodbye to so many things that have been great, they've been wonderful, when you look at what Nikan has, and we'll need to spend some time focusing in on this, and I would encourage you to really look at the role of the mentor, to look at the mentor agreement, and what you need to do if you're serious about Nikan. And some of you have upline who maybe aren't as active as you'd like them to be. Well, this is a way to get them active real quick. And there's a lot of people, and I would say President's Club members, I would say that, but I really can't even say that because, again, that's being replaced. Although we honor what was before us, the role of the President's Club has now going to be morphed into those who are actively to working. And as Barb pointed out via email, there's no more worry and fussing about, oh, I've got to qualify this leg or I've got to qualify this. When we set out and look at finding and developing and mentoring three people who want to be a quality enrollment, and then showing them how to model and duplicate that into other people, everything takes care of itself. Every single thing takes care of itself. And some of us have a lot of people who would already be defined as a quality enrollment in our organization. We need to find out from them if they're willing to take a look at what's online, take a look at the new Nikan, would you like to do this? Because I'm looking for three people that I want to mentor, and three people that I want to help. And if you don't feel qualified to be in the role of a mentor, well, here, if you want to take a knee right now, I want to commission you and say you are qualified. Because if you've been in Nikan for any length of time and you're doing that, if you're on autoship and you are creating 500 personal volume points every single month, then you're it. You've been deputized to be a mentor. So run with it. What is that all about? What does that mean for your people? Well, it really means making contact with them on a weekly and some, for some people maybe daily basis and say, what are you doing this week? What are you going to do today to expand your Nikan horizons? What are you going to do to say, hey, I want to share this with other people. I want to attract more quality enrollments to my business. Well, if you're asking that question, then you're qualified to be a mentor. And if I'm reading and looking at everything accurately, there's no rank required. That's the beautiful thing about Team Kaizen. And let me just, before I finish, before I open up the line, let me just say this about Team Kaizen. As one of the inaugural members of this fantastic group, Stacy and I are really, really looking forward, 3 weeks from now, getting on a plane. It's been a long time, and I haven't even gone back and looked how many years it's been since we've been on a cruise. This was something we did as a regular part of our lifestyle. It was a priority for us because we so enjoyed traveling, and we still do, mind you, but it's just a little bit more challenging with three very active girls, and one of which is a sophomore in high school, and has got more homework than I know most professional college students do. But that's the course she set herself on, and that's what she wanted to do. And I look at that and think, okay, what are some things we're giving up? Well, we're giving up that travel aspect. And for some people, that's not a big deal, but for most, it is, and especially when somebody else is footing the bill. What Niken, when you look at the benefits of Team Kaizen, the one that jumps out at me is an annual over-the-top experience. And that's the way it uses the word experience. And this is something that Kurt Foley has been wanting to do for years. He shared this years ago with members of the President's Club and said, I want to do this. Well, the beautiful thing is he opened up the floodgates, and it's not just for President's Club. If you're a silver or aspiring to be a silver or above, look at the requirements to be a member of Team Kaizen. And it's really, really, I won't call it simple, but if you're building your business and you're looking for three other people that you can mentor to be quality enrollments, then you're right on track to doing it. It's sponsoring three quality enrollments this year. It's maintaining autoship. It's maintaining 500 points, 500 personal volume points. That's either you purchasing it yourself, or even much better than that, instead of eating out of your own kitchen, as Ben pointed out, if you're a restaurant owner and you're the only one eating, then that's really not a restaurant. That's a kitchen. And I love that analogy because it's so true that we should be sharing and we should be generating 500 points with other people. But then the last thing, the third most crucial element, and this is going to be a game changer for a lot of people. But again, if you're already doing the other things, it'll take care of itself. It's developing three first-level silvers in that qualification period. And it goes from September to September. So, oh my goodness, we're in January. We've already lost 3 months. Well, not necessarily, because it's all, look at the qualifications. They're all online. Information Center, Document Library, they're all right there. And I think the biggest one for me as I sat and analyzed this, going, okay, we're Vance and Stacy Rogers, we're already members of Team Kaizen. The fear of loss is a big deal for me. So how do I not get kicked out? I want to stay in. And that's my number one goal, is to staying in. And right behind that, number two, or goal 1A, would be, how do we get more of our organization into this group? And rank is irrelevant at this point. And that's the beautiful thing. And again, thank you, Barb, for pointing that out, because it doesn't you get to silver. Once you're there, it's developing other people and duplicating what you're doing and then essentially getting to gold. But it's not about all that other stuff. And that's the beautiful thing about the new Niken to me, is that we're no longer focusing on a specific rank other than silver, because you want to get to silver anyways, because that's the highest rate of profit return at 20%. But it's really about developing other people. And Niken is best at what? I think what Niken is best at, what makes us so incredibly unique, aside from the solutions, is that we help develop people. And I am really jazzed and excited and just thrilled 2 weeks from now, being able to take in Humans Being More. Again, it's been a few years. The last time I went through it was in Melbourne Beach, Florida. We were in Melbourne Beach. And then hosting our one here in Portland. But it's been too long. And that's one of those things that every other year, to be able to take that in. That's what Niken is best at, is developing people, enriching and expanding and making a better quality life in those five pillars, in those five areas. We start with the physical body, then the mind, then the family, and then the finances, and lastly the society. And they're in that order for a reason. I think that the biggest thing is, we have something now. And if you're willing to take the time, a few minutes here, a few minutes there, or just block out an hour or 2 hours. It doesn't take long, but to review all this stuff and say, what does this mean for me? It's not about a system. It's about embracing what Nikan has, and it's right online, and really getting back to that definition and showing people what a quality enrollment is. And I haven't seen a real fine finished copy yet. I'm still looking. I saw a rough version that I didn't really like, of a breakdown of what it means financially for people who want to jump on board, to show them what people like Andre Anderson have done over in Sweden and how quickly this is duplicatable to generate and convert it into income. I mean, cold hard cash to generating a business that's not only immediate, but also produces residual income for months and years to come. So that's some of my thoughts. There's some other things that I'm sure I missed. Let's open up the line. We've got a few minutes left here. I have no announcements at all because I think I've covered them all 2, 3, 4 weeks ago of what's current. Get on. Can't encourage you enough. Get on the kickoff call come Monday night, and if you can, here in a few minutes, jump on Dave Johnson's call to hear Ben Woodward. That phone number again, and then I would like some feedback, some comments, some questions even. Dave Johnson's call this morning, area code 567-314-0343, and the passcode is 838-54#. Again, 838-54#. And then Monday evening, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, monthly and annual kickoff call. The monthly calls are kickoff calls are great, but this is the big kahuna, all right? This is the big one that you want to be keep clued in on. And if you've already reviewed the documents and everything that's online, then you'll be way ahead of the game to at least have the knowledge. But that phone number is area code 800-624-2161. 800-624-2161. And there's no PIN required on that. So do me a favor. Hit *6 on your phone line. Comments, questions, feedback. I'm curious. Does this motivate and excite you as it does me and some of the many people I've spoken to and said, I'm ready to run with this. I'm ready to be either a mentor myself or to be mentored.
Thank you, Vince.
I knew, Molly. I knew you were going to be the first in line. I just had this gut feeling.
Well, after the
conversation the other day, I just knew it was going to be you.
Okay, you make it simple and make it so acceptable because I tend to resist new things. So you make it simple. I think I can accept everything what you said.
I appreciate that because I, even at the, ripe old age of 46, I tend to resist new things too because it's yet a new thing. And my heart goes out to people who are 10, 20, 30, 40 years older than I am. Chatting with Dr. Ted Lehman the other day. He's 80, he's young at heart and still feels vivacious at 88. And he said, there's a lot of new stuff out there. Well, there is.
So since I accept what you said, I would accept what Nikan was saying, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Or had said. Okay, thank you.
Hey, no, thank you, Molly.
Hello?
Good morning.
Hi, this is Nathan Broyles from Tampa, Florida. How are you doing, Dan?
We're doing fantastic, Nathan, and you? Good to have you on the line.
Doing great. I've been listening to the call for the last, I would say, month or 2 months. I'm relatively new to Nikan, and I'm just really excited for, all the stuff that's coming up, with the new Nikan and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And just plugging away. And they say, the first, what you listen to during the first 20 minutes of your day, can really impact your day, and this is the perfect thing to really listen to.
Well, I appreciate that, and I know your day is pretty much well underway. Nathan, I'm curious. You sound like you're in the younger set of life. You're new to Nikken, and I'm going to guess you in your 30s, 40s?
I'm about to turn 30 on the 16th.
Oh, my goodness. Well, happy early birthday to you, and if our four-year-old who's about ready to turn five here, a month from today, as a matter of fact. If she were here, she'd do her rendition of happy birthday. But, of course, she slides in the word me instead of happy birthday to you because it's all about her getting ready to turn five. Nathan, how were you introduced to Nikken?
And this is pretty interesting. I was actually looking for a network marketing company to join last year. I got into Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, and I was really intrigued by the cash flow quadrant and all the different options about how to build a big business that can generate a lot of residual income. And so the network marketing option intrigued me, so I went on this one Facebook group page that I was part of that had a lot of motivational speakers, salespeople, one friend I was connected with, and I just typed out, hey, looking for a network marketing company, anybody having suggestions? And that's how I connected with Fei Lin, who brought me over to Barbara Bertucci's house over in St. Petersburg and gave a demo there, and I was instantly hooked. Not only was I looking to build my residual income generate financial freedom, time freedom, but I've always been a health freak for, you know, the last several years, always looking to go for all natural products, and live a long and healthy life, basically.
And I, out of just curiosity, one last question I'm going to throw at you. If you've always been a health nut, what was it that was so attractive about Nikken's solutions that caused you to want to improve even more upon what you were already doing?
I think it's just, I would say, you know, like the clean water, clean air. The clean air was one of the bigger ones, too, because I have seasonal allergies, and especially around February, March, April time, it gets really bad. Down here in Florida, you know, because it doesn't snow, the pollen's really bad here, and so I've used to have to take, you know, prescription medication for allergies. Once I went to Barbara's house and she had the air systems going, when I went in, I was having really bad allergies. But when, you know, I experienced the air system, it was like almost gone. So that's how I, you know, decided to invest in my own air system that I have in my office. And I think I would say it's cut down on my sneezing and congestion by about 80%.
Wow. You know, Nathan, and I think you are going to be the norm. Your story, your introduction to Nikken is going to be a lot, we're going to see a lot more of that, of people that are saying, hey, because they're exposed to a book like Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant or many others, of people realizing that, hey, if we want to increase our financial gain, we can't continue exchanging time for hours. We've got to develop. Now, not all of us want to go into real estate. We don't want to become as they say, the proverbial slumlord. We don't want to have houses or apartments, or although it's one of the most lucrative and most fantastic, it takes a lot of capital to get started in that, and unless you inherit it or whatever the case may be. But this is something that Nikken and the world of network marketing. And I say the world of network marketing because there's a lot of other great companies out there. There's a lot of other bozo companies out there, too, that don't have a strong track record or don't have anything to offer the world. And, yes, I'm biased when I make this comment, but you chose wisely, Ryan. you did well. I mean, just because, and again, I made the decision over 20 years ago, and it's been very, very profitable, not just from the financial realm, but for the just the friendships and the lives that we've been able to impact and the stories. I had a guy stop by yesterday who's nothing more really than a wholesale consumer. And he said, "Vance, I really like this stuff. I love my insoles." He said, I've now got a new desire, a new bucket list." And he says, "On that bucket list, I want to hike the Pacific Crest Trail, at least the Oregon portion. I'm going to start there." And he said, "I'm feeling it out because, you know, what I need to do." And he said, "So I started listing these things out." And he said, "But with the insoles and he said, "You should come along." And I looked right at him and said, "You know, as I've said for years, I have a really good sleep system, and why would I want to go be away from that for so long?" And I looked right at him and said, "Daryl, you have a really great sleep system too. I just can't see why you'd want to be away from that." Now, if I could take take the Kinko's seat too and roll it up and put it in my pack, but I don't like to camp. Nikan pays us really well, and I don't want to go play homeless, you know, for a few weeks or a month or so. It's just not a desire of mine, and it never has been. I don't enjoy camping. But my friend Daryl, now he can see that, hey, and he came over to drop off some 10-4 that he had an extra box that I actually got him started with a couple, you know, right when it was introduced. Because there's a guy that was addicted to coffee like nobody's business. And he said, I love this stuff. My dad, who's 84, he loves this stuff. And that's really what it's all about. So, other comments? There's a few people that I can hear in the queue right now.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning. How is Julie or Jane?
Julie.
See, I was having to stretch, you know, my listening ability because all I got was "Hello, Vance," or "Hi, Vance," I think is what you said. So, good morning, Julie. Good to have you. Thoughts, feedback. What are you thinking with all this new Nikan stuff?
I received the email, and so I listened to the 3 short version videos that are very, very good. And I didn't realize at first that the little pictures above that, if you click on each one, it prints out a report. Like it prints out information on being a mentor and on the new Nikan plan. So, so I printed those all out. So I thought that was really good information for people to realize that there's a lot of info there. But the 3 little videos are excellent, and it explains it simply and quickly to make people realize that it's something that they can do.
Well, and I think that the beautiful thing is, you know, when you click on the new Nikan, and it's got the first one, I believe, is, if I remember correctly, is it 18 pages long? And this, for some reason, I'm looking on...
You know, I printed them up, but, yeah, one of them is 18, one of them is like 10. I printed them. I haven't read them all yet, but I really like the 3 short videos.
Mm-hmm. There was one of these. Why am I not finding it now? The new Nikan, the this one is, why isn't it giving me the page numbers like it did the other day? That's 2, that's only 3 pages, and I think it's the second one. One, the new Nikan has the big banner across the top. Two of them say the new Nikan, but the one that's got the more of a banner format, the one in the middle, that's the one I think that we really should grab hold of, because it explains everything right there. We're not focusing in on silver and gold and platinum and diamond, royal diamond. We're focusing in on being a member of Team Kaizen. And if I'm counting correctly, is it 3 or 4 pages? 3 pages that really focuses on this is what we have. And again, as I stated this before, and Julie, maybe this is because, Julie, you've been working for quite some time on becoming silver. And you're so close every month. I do, not every month, but I look at your volume, and I've talked to Stacey. I've had many conversations with her and with my folks about you. And don't worry, it's all good. It's 100% positive. And I say, you know, when I just analyze this really quickly and look at what Julie's been creating every single month, she's so close to getting 4,000, and when she does that 3 months in a row, then boom.
Right. Well, it's grown. Like, I've continually doubled from the 500 to the 1,000 to the 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
So that to be consistent, you need to have the 2,000. So you needed to get there first. But steady is the important thing, is that you just keep going at it. And so my new four people are all with the auto ships and a couple of my older people. So that, I think, has been the key this year, addressing the auto ship.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the beautiful thing, because what works really, really well, what was the term that Ben used in one of the videos, is that long-term growth, not quick wins, we cannot sustainable. But when we recruit with autoship in mind and getting people to understand the value of this and saying, hey, this is what we do and this is reason why. Some people will say, well, you know, I'm spending, you know, 10, 12 bucks a month in shipping every month. Why don't I do it every other month? Well, yeah, you could do that. But here's an opportunity to, you know, how many times do we go to the grocery store a month, and what do we spend in fuel and our time every single month? It's way more than $10 or $12, way more. And so this is once a month being able to take advantage of that. And Julie, you're one of those people I look at and say, okay, this is where you're at. What happens when you quality enroll a few people and then they duplicate that and then you start generating volume? You may passively advance to silver without even knowing it. Oh, you'll know it. I mean, trust me. And if you don't see it, I'll know it. Okay, and I'll go, oh my goodness, look where Julie's at. But that's the beautiful thing, because you start generating volume. This is what, again, a quick analyzation, what I saw in Nikken 15, 20, 25 years ago. People that were advancing to silver and beyond, they were doing it with, you know, the average number that we always saw was 12 to 18, somewhere in there. 12 to 18 wellness consultants that we enrolled, that joined underneath of a person, and once they got on autoship, and this was even before we had autoship, but once they joined, and it was a lot of people doing a little bit every single month, and that's what built all the way up to a 20,000 silver requirement. Well, now that's not even it at all. It's really just focusing in on 4,000 per month and duplicating that three consecutive months. And Julie, that's the beautiful thing, and I know that so many people are going to go, wow, this is so much simpler than I thought it was. It's not about selling. It's never about selling. It's about quality enrolling. It's about sitting down with people face to face, and as what Ryan just shared, going over to somebody's house, seeing and experiencing an air unit. And that's the biggest thing that sets Nikken apart. What is Nikken good, or what are we the best at? These solutions change people's lives instantaneously. And as we sat around 2 days ago watching the Ducks pulverize Florida. Sorry if you're a Florida fan. Really am sorry. But it's the Ducks' time, all right? And if you're not a college football fan, which I'm not a huge fan, I don't follow it that much, but, man, when your state has got going on to the national championship to take on the Ohio Buckeyes, I mean, what a game. I mean, who would have thought that Vance Rogers could go head-to-head with people like Molly and Mary McClelland, who are avid Buckeye fans? Who would ever think? But as we're sitting around watching that game, we're energy testing with my parents, different foods to see which one of how we react with it. And it's a very, very simple thing, and that's what we can do with all of Nikken solutions. And that's what should be the aha to seal the deal, or to put the nail in the coffin that, hey, this is what we're looking for. So, Julie, I'm jazzed for you. I mean, I just, I mean, it's almost, I can't say it this way, that, you know, silver's done for you. It's not, because it hasn't come to fruition yet. As you set these things in motion and take advantage of this, so it will be, and it's going to be really, really fun.
I agree. It will be. And when it comes to people complaining about the auto ships, I do have a few people that I have on every other month or every third month so that they can, for people that it's really important to save on the shipping, mm-hmm. then I enroll them in auto ship that way so that they save. But then on those months, then I have a bigger volume, so I'm trying to offset it so that some people are in the odd months and some people are in the even months. So
mm-hmm.
I'm working on my consistency that way.
Yeah, and that's a brilliant, brilliant idea, and it's the same way with doing it quarterly, with a quarterly auto ship.
I have one who does it quarterly.
And that should be a no-brainer when somebody invests in the wellness home, or in the wellness home, I'm sorry, invests in the waterfall, right up front, we need to state, the manufacturer suggests, requires, recommends, whatever word we want to use, that filter be changed every 3 months. Now, if it's a family of just two people, or if it's a single person, yeah, they could probably get away with longer, then put it on as a 6 month, you know, a biannual auto ship, so that they're already set up. But if they want to maintain, especially if they're a family of four or more, they're going to be going through that much water, and they're going to want to maintain the optimum results with that. And this should be a no-brainer to get them onto it, and that's one of the things that word auto ship should be front and center. So, anyways, gang, you have been absolutely terrific and wonderful. Thank you for Molly and Ryan and Julie for jumping in part of the discussion. I'm sure there's others who wanted to, but for the sake of time, and I want to let people jump on to hear Ben Woodward, who is commencing here in just a couple minutes with Dave Johnson. So hopefully you'll take the time in the next few days. Don't miss the kickoff call on Monday night. I'm imploring you to get on that. And we will investigate and we will look at the role of a mentor. I want to challenge you not to look to somebody and say, oh, who's going to mentor me? Who can I grab hold of to mentor me? There will be people in your upline that will want to do that and that may be seeking you out. But beat them to the punch and seek them out. But I want to encourage you, and I want to deputize you or knight you or, you know, crown you, whatever term works for you. I want to say to each and every person that's out there that you're listening to this, saying, look, you're qualified to do this. You're qualified to do it. And that is the fastest way, that those two words don't work the way, but the most lucrative and the quickest way for you to excel and become the person that you're capable of is when you get in the role of giving and serving others. And that's the beautiful thing about what we can all do as a mentor for other people. Look at the mentorship agreement. It's pretty brief. It's pretty basic. And it's just basically saying, yep, I'm going to do this. I don't know really what it means, but I'm going to step out and do it. Why not? You know, let's have some fun. Let's make some mistakes and let's make some great successes in the process. And I'm looking forward to it. Yes.
Yeah, could I say a thank you to Julie, who had been helping Madame Lan in Melbourne. Thank you, Julia.
You can say it, and you did. All right, gang, we are out of time, so I look forward to talking with you either next Saturday or before. Please take advantage of the people that want to serve you, and just go for it. Have some fun. Get on this next call right now to hear Ben, and then get on Monday night, and this stuff will start to solidify if it hasn't already.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Look forward to chatting with you next Saturday morning, same time and number, and we'll go from there. So have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.